live and local,
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Alex Elbrook.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Alex Hughes is the Cambridge-based entrepreneur behind the online small business community Shifties. On Monday, often referred to as Blue Monday, he'll be hosting a 24-hour Speak Up Live-a-thon to talk to a range of people with the aim of shifting to a positive mindset for 2021 and raising money for local mental health charity CPSL Mind. I spoke to him earlier. So, Alex, you're the person behind the small business community Shifties. Can you give us a little bit of an idea of how that works and how that came about?
Yes, of course. So Shifties was really founded out of a need of my own. I couldn't find my own tribe, if you like. I'd started my own business and I've done all of what the books told me to do. And, you know how it is. You get yourself out there. You try and find other people to connect with. And up until 2018, I couldn't kind of find where I belonged. I was always a bit of a rebel anyway, right from a kid. So I was always the naughty corner. So Shifties was kind of developed out of a need just to create an open space and an open community for micro and small businesses in Cambridgeshire to just connect, learn and grow together. So we have challenges that we put on, small events that are hosted up in St. Neots. And we just try to support each other on this very strange and challenging journey that we're all on, trying to build our own little businesses. So we've expanded a lot over the last 2 years. We're just under 1,000 members in the community now, and it's completely free and it's there for anyone. It's a very inclusive place, and it's expanded to a point now where we want to do more for the community and get more involved in more social impact exercises once everyone's got their oxygen masks on. So it's very much been our message for the last year has been, yeah, get your oxygen mask on, then look left, right and around you to try and help other people. So that's very much an attitude that we have in Shifties.
So it's interesting, you were going well before lockdown occurred, but I bet it's been a great source of help for everybody.
It really has. March was hard for everyone. And, you know, I couldn't tell you one person who enjoyed last March, you know, and it was really, really hard at first. But we saw the community just rise up to the challenge through the entire period, especially the first lockdown. The first lockdown was the hardest one because it was just so confusing. You know, we couldn't just follow and hope. You know, businesses were falling down. People didn't know what furlough meant. Furlough wasn't a word.
No, absolutely. You know,
so we were trying to pull together all this information, and my accountant, bless him, Cam, and I, we jumped on live on a Monday night, every Monday night for 8 months, just helping people, signposting them to support from a financial point of view, but also just being an ear to say, you know what, we're here, we'll put on some free events, let's have a chat, let's put on some entertainment, we get a band come and stream into the group, run some, you know, LinkedIn challenges and help people get online for their digital offerings or pivot their business. And, you know, we just tried to be there as much as we could. And we put on average about 2 to 3 events a week. Wow. Throughout the last year. And it's, you know, we've done it all free and contributed by the community. So it's been a really interesting time. As you say, yeah, we had plans to do all
of
sorts,
course,
as you can imagine.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, yeah.
You know, as you do.
I think it's wonderful, though, that it's really shown how the good side of all of this, if there is a good side, is how independents have really looked to help each other. There's no like, I'm all right, Jack, you know, I'm just going to get on. Everyone's looking to how they can support each other. And some great things have come out of this. Now, one thing I want to talk about is what you're going to be doing next Monday, which, as you know, normally in journalistic speak is known as Blue Monday. And it's, yeah, it'll be across the media as being kind of the most depressing week of the year. Now, as if we haven't had enough of those recently. But you've had a brilliant idea to do something really positive next Monday. Now, what's it all about?
So we wanted to do exactly what, we wanted to reverse Blue Monday. So yeah, when I looked into it and when I heard about Blue Monday, I didn't really think much of it. Like you say, it's always been there, it's present. You think, oh, well, it kind of makes sense. It's very, you know, inverted commas here, a depressing time of the year. But I wanted to understand it, and it turned out that, you know, if you look at it and you look at the history of it, it was essentially developed by a travel company to sell
Absolutely.
Holidays.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah.
And I thought, this is just ridiculous. I'm not having this. So we wanted to create an event that would drive nothing but positivity over that 24-hour period. So from midnight to midnight I'm live on Facebook and LinkedIn via the Shifties pages. And I'm inviting other guests to come and share their stories of resilience and share their positivity moving forward. And in doing so, we've paired up and we're supporting a charity called CPSL Mind, who are a wonderful charity in our area that are there to support people with mental health challenges. And we want to raise £10,000 throughout the event. And we've got all sorts of guests coming on to join me, which is just going to be a really uplifting and positive day. So we're looking to reverse it. We're hoping this will be the first of many events like this
okay.
every year. So we're hoping it's a success this year round,
yeah.
and I recover well from it and I can maintain my energy.
So are you doing all the interviewing?
I'll be there all from 24 hours. I will be there. So I've got, bless him, David Duker, who's a wonderful man. He owns a CIC called the Tally Ho Project, and he's doing the midnight till 7 in the morning shift with me. And then after that, every half an hour, I have a different guest come and join me.
And have you got any examples you can share with us of who the guests might be so people can get a taste?
For sure. So we've got, for example, we've got Ed Goodman, who owns Freelance Heroes, and he's also getting involved in the good work that's being done with the CALM initiative over in St. Ives. And we've got a representative from CPSL Mind coming on. We've got Danielle Bridge, who owns ABC Life Support. They do mental health training. We've got Justin Lee, who's a leadership coach, and he's going to be sharing more about mindset. And then we've also got, you know, your business owners that have been through this last year and share their stories of how they've kind of their darkest hour in all of this and how they've helped themselves or supported other people to get through it. So we've got all sorts of stories from very different people. Neil, I think one person that you will know, Neil Badara from
absolutely, yes,
Cambridge Fruit Company.
Yes.
He's a wonderful man. He's coming to come and join me. We've got the local mayor. We've got Saneas Football Club chairman coming to join me. So we've got a right range of people to come and join me. And also, we have, for anyone that donates to the charity throughout it, we've also had a lot of prizes donated by the independent businesses involved in Shifties that range from Som Salon, who's going to give 6 months free haircuts to people, hampers, you've got all sorts going on.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that sounds absolutely brilliant, Alex. What a brilliant way to turn over not only Blue Monday, as it were, like you say, in quotes, but also for this, start of a year, let's think fresh, let's think positive. Because I think local businesses and anyone else, without a business will be really interested in lots of things that everyone's got to say within this time. So you mentioned it's on Facebook. How do people find you? Or if they want to even just donate or get involved in, the prizes or whatever.
So if you go to shifties.co.uk, there's a picture right at the top with the logo for the Liveathon. You just click on that and there's a link to the event page and a link to our Just Giving page if people want to donate. And an important thing to remember, if you do donate, make sure it's not anonymous because that way we can pull out who gets the prizes at the end of it.
Oh, that's lovely. And also, if people are interested in getting involved in Shifties itself and becoming part of your community, was that your website be the best place for them to go?
Absolutely. And as I mentioned before, it's completely free and an inclusive community for anyone who wants to get started in business or is looking to scale and grow a business. It's there to support each other. Very welcome. Anyone in small business, very welcome to come and join us.
That's absolutely great. Thank you very much for that, Alex. So interesting and good luck on Monday. I will hope to come and join you, listen in for some of it.
We really appreciate your support as well, Alex.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Take care, Alex, and good luck on Monday.
Thank you.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
I spoke to a local personal trainer, Joe Ison, earlier about the new year and how we can think about resetting ourselves after Christmas. Hi, Joe. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year, Alex. How are you doing? Did you have a good one?
Yeah, not bad. Not bad at all. A couple of weeks of doing pretty much nothing. So I'm really pleased to be talking to you today. And we're going to talk about three tips today on how to drop the unwanted pounds, which have crept on over Christmas, and the bloating and retaining water and everything, aren't we?
Yes, we are. Yeah, I think it's a big problem that we're facing. Well, certainly a problem that I've helped clients with the last few weeks. I had a great Christmas and it's been a bit strange, hasn't it? We were just talking off year. It was a bit different to last
yes,
year.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, no one to share the food with. So like you say, I bought as if there was people coming around and then realised that I had to just eat all. Well, I didn't have to, but obviously I felt my duty to eat it all. And now I am living to regret it as my trousers are a little bit tighter as well.
You're not alone. I'm sure there's a lot of us out there in the same position. And like, the main thing is, I hope you guys enjoyed it, because it was a bit of a weird year. So you shouldn't feel, and this is what I've said to a lot of clients, you should feel guilty for it as well. I mean, a couple of days. So hopefully, you know, after that, you guys are going to come away with some useful nuggets to help you on your journey if this is a problem that you're facing with right now.
That's great. So what's the first of these principles?
Okay, so the first one, I mean, like, we're all overeating. We're probably feeling like the pig in the blanket, right? haven't moved much in the last few weeks. And, you know, the walls feel like they're closing in, you know. It does limit us in what we can do. So my three key tips, just simple, effective ones for you guys that you've probably already heard of, but it's just naming the basics again, okay? Yeah. It's nothing new. You know, we're not reinventing the wheel. But the first one is to try and fix what you eat, fix your diet again. You know, a lot of us said Alex been sleeping in, watching Netflix up till 12, and you know, figuring out what you know.
Oh, it's been fun.
It's been great. But I think now it's time to get back into returning to normal eating patterns. So, you know, if you're a breakfast fan, get your breakfast back in. You know, get some lunch in. Just start eating foods that you know nourish. Make you feel good, make you feel full, and you know will have a great effect on your a positive effect on your body as well. I think it's important not to completely rule out, because a lot of us are still going to have, you know, chocolate around the house. You're still going to have the odd mince pie here and there. I'm always an advocate of not cutting those things out, because you just want them more. You can do is out of sight, out of mind. So put them in somewhere that you won't really see them in your day by day routines. But like, just get some good vegetables, get some fruits. Make sure you've got plenty of protein from animal sources, or if you're vegetarian or vegan, you know, find the sources from there. But, you know, things that just balance your meals out, help you feel full, just make you feel good. That will have a massive positive effect on, the way you look and how you feel instantly.
Are there any good things like fruits and vegetables that you recommend for this time of the year when we're feeling a bit kind of dreary and it's dark and everything? Is there anything particular for that?
Go with the seasons.
Right? Okay, yeah, of course.
Winter fruit, winter veg. I think there's a lot of research in this as well, but I've always been a massive fan of that. You know, the darker fruits this time of year, the winter vegetables. There's a reason why they're planted around that time, right? So it's kind of good possibly that we get those minerals and get those vitamins, because they're going to help us, you know, fight off colds, fight off infections.
Down,
right? So that's what I'd go for. And then obviously, with things like, you know, like things like meal ideas, soups, you know,
of course, stock, yes. Oh, I love soup.
That, you know, plenty of collagen, plenty of good protein that are going to make you feel full, that are going to help you drop, you know, instantly going to make you feel full and stop you picking at stuff, which will in turn have a positive effect on your waistline, right?
Actually, that's what I'm craving at the moment, is soup, because it's so dreary and drizzly. All I want is a nice bowl of soup, but that's a really good idea. And it fills you up, like you said.
It does. It does. So that's my first one.
Yeah.
And I think it's hard to sort of give like advice on like, oh, have this particular type of fruit.
What you said is great. Yes. Seasonal.
We'll go with the seasons. Plenty of colour in your diet as well. Second one, get some exercise in again. If you know you haven't moved much, and it doesn't look that appealing when you look outside a window right now, it's, you know, January, it's winter, it's cold, it's wet.
It's pouring with rain, yeah.
But seeing a lot of people running at the minute, which is great. So that's really positive. So, you know, we can still go outside and exercise given the restrictions. So, you know, why not take advantage of that? And you know how much of a positive effect it's going to have on you in the way that your mood and the way you feel. Just think of how much energy you're going to expend as well. So all that extra energy that you've consumed through food and alcohol, it's going to get sort of burnt off over time. You're going to increase your metabolic rate. You're going to help sort of, you know, build some lean muscle tissue. You decide to strength train at home. You know, little things like that can, you know, again, will have a positive effect on the bloat, the way that the unwanted pounds that we've gained. Like, that is my first two, is like fix nutrition and then get some exercise in. Like, even if you haven't got anything, choose your own body weight. You can still get an effective workout in within 10 to 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. And the phrase, I don't have time, come on, like, get real with yourself as a bit of an excuse. we all have more time on our hands now. It's just that little voice inside our head, like that uncomfortable little voice that we get, that creeps up and says, oh no, don't go outside, it's cold. No, get outside.
Put a coat on and a hat. I got a nice new hat for Christmas, a nice new beanie, and so that, right, and a coat. So, I'm looking at it, and yet she just made me think, yes, because that's, I use that excuse a lot. Oh, it's not a very nice day. Hurrah, I don't need to go outside. But in fact, when I do, I actually feel really good after, especially if I can get out in the daylight. Yes. I know a lot of people like going training at nighttime and running at lunchtime. I'm much more of a daytime or early morning if I can. When I say early, and for me, that's like before lunchtime. Yeah, I think all that does you good, doesn't it? Just getting out in the air and
we chat all the time about this, don't we? It's about walking.
Like, and walking is fine, isn't it? Put a podcast on and a walk.
Oh God, yeah. Like if you like reading or like listening to podcasts or anything, it's just a great way to get out as well. You know, dog walk, if you've got a dog, you know, like just get outside. Like,
you might need to borrow somebody's dog.
The hardest step is getting out the front door, I know, at the moment.
Yes.
But get countable with someone, you know, do a socially distanced walk legally. Look at the rules and what we can and can't do.
We're still allowed to meet one person, aren't we, and go for a walk, which I have been doing, meeting a friend at a park and then walking around the park.
We're putting together a group of, in my coaching program, where I'm sort of joining clients together, keeping them accountable, so they've got someone to rely on, so they can get their workout in when I don't see them. So those sort of tips will go a long way. But
yes, very good.
Good diet, number one.
Yep.
Or you eat, you know, get those routines back in, get some exercise in. And the last one is actually to, if you guys are sort of still feeling bloated, you know, that's quite not, it's not normal to feel that. So number three is improve your gut health. Okay. So a lot of the problems that we get with bloat and inflammation and gas and everything that comes with it stems from a gut issue internally. Now, I don't want to waffle on and bore you guys with science, but our gut is like, the brain, it governs a lot of how we feel and how we look, the way we digest food, the way we process it.
And I think there's been a lot in the last couple of years only, hasn't there? There's been a lot more understanding that that's how it works. And I don't think it was understood properly before that, was it?
Yeah, 70%, just a quick one, 70% of your immune system is in your gut. Just,
wow.
Amazing, right? So care of that, it's going to take care of us, okay? So, you know, the symptoms like bloat, poor energy, concentration, food tolerances, the lot, like, can be ruled out with bad gut health. And you don't need to do anything fancy like wasting money on supplements or doing a gut reset program. You know, like, first and foremost, speak to your doctor. Like, you got to speak to those guys because you have to.
Yeah. If you've got any concerns, don't do anything crazy. Yeah.
You can generally tell a rule, like, my rule of thumb is just look at what you're eating. You'll be amazed at just sort of stripping back a few things, like not cutting things out. Like, I'm not saying don't cut out dairy, don't cut out gluten, you know, don't do anything crazy. Just start to just be smart, write a little food diary and things that you feel that, you know, don't sit right on you. And I guarantee you, if you start sort of finding out that pattern, it will help address a lot of issues that you've been suffering with, okay? And that's what I've done with every client.
If you take a food diary, I guess you write down and maybe put how you feel about it. Then, like you say, looking back, you say, well, actually, on those days, I had whatever it was, and that didn't seem to be the thing. And it, like you say, it's not that you're allergic to it, but it might be that just, like you just said perfectly, it doesn't sit well with you for some reason.
There's certain types of dairy that don't agree with me, but I don't completely rule out dairy.
I'm the same, yeah.
It's just certain things, like double cream, for example, for me, ruins me, okay? I don't have it, but I can have a splash of milk in my coffee and don't get any issues at all. So it's just sort of going back and just going back to basics a little bit with this, guys. And the easiest way to improve gut health, like, believe it or not, like I said, you don't need to spend fancy money on gimmicks and like supplements to help you fix this. Just stay hydrated, like things like chewing your food, taking the time to eat, trying to eat at a time that's not stressful, that has a significant benefit to gut health and all the other things that I've just said about today.
Yeah.
So hopefully that has helped.
That is brilliant. Thanks, Joe. Those are great tips. I think, like you said, it's the start of the new year. Let's start back with the basics, and those little things will make a lot of difference to us all.
Yes. Go from one gear to the next gear. Don't go from one to five in one straight big push, guys. Just one thing at a time. Fix your nutrition, get some exercise, look at your gut health, and I guarantee you guys are going to drop the unwanted pounds, the bloat and the water with it. Okay.
That's brilliant. Thanks ever so much then, Joe. Cambridge 105 Radio.